Noctilucent clouds are the most exotic clouds you can see in the Earth's atmosphere. The name means night shining, which tells you that you can only see them at night. And in fact, the reason you can see them at night is because they're so high in the Earth's atmosphere, they're still in sunlight, even though the sun's set on the ground. And so you can see them in late twilight, only in summer, and only when you look to the north. The highest cloud you see normally in the UK is cirrus clouds, at about 11 kilometres. These are at 80, 85 kilometres, so they're sort of pushing eight times higher than the highest everyday normal clouds, and so they're really right at the edge of space.
It's a beautiful moonlit night, this a churchyard. It's St Patrick's Churchyard on the north coast of Anglesey. So I spend my summer evenings in the company of the departed, which I find not at all spooky, but strangely comforting. Llanbadrig's really a wonderful and ideal site for looking at the night sky and noctilucent clouds because with a sea horizon, there's absolutely no light pollution at all.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow
these clouds have been called the miners' canary of climate change, or harbingers of climate change, because there's evidence this increasing their activities is a consequence of long-term changes in the mesosphere, the part of the atmosphere where these clouds occur. My group runs a series of radars which can measure the winds at the heights where noctilucent clouds occur, so we can measure the winds which are carrying the clouds around. And these radars, they're in places like Arctic Sweden in America, they're in Tierra del Fuego, they're in the Antarctic, there's one on Ascension Island. They're very variable, so some nights they're there, some nights they just completely vanish. And the reasons for this are really rather poorly understood and are probably to do with something to do with the properties of the atmosphere.
I'm completely and permanently sleep deprived looking at these things, but the anecdotal evidence is that they're getting more frequent and brighter. We don't know that for sure.